Rihanyo ra mina ri le mavokweni ya mina. My life is in my hands. My happiness is 100% my responsibility. My life is 100% my responsibility. I'm living my best life today.
Hello all, and welcome to another episode of the Tomorrow Today podcast. I am the guy next door, and today I want to talk about inheritances. All too often, when we hear or think of the word inheritance, we conjure up thoughts of large sums of money. But what I want to talk about today is everything but that when it comes to what we sometimes inherit. And I know this is and can be a touchy subject when we start thinking about our upbringing and what the intentions and motivations were of those who raised us. But I think if we did decide to go down that pathway, we could, one, better understand those people, and two, better understand what they, their ideas and what they wanted us to have and experience in our life. So what I want to talk about real quickly today are the other things we tend to inherit. And sometimes I'd say even without realization. Things such as our attitudes, our mindsets, perceptions, our biases, and probably most important, and probably the most overlooked thing, our habits. I think habits are the one thing we inherit that probably can be a difference maker between us leading and living the lives we desire and want to live versus the ones we don't. So how do we inherit, you know, habits? I think first off, if I had to backtrack, I'd say I think we tend to learn habits sometimes inadvertently. So sometimes those who raise us teach us things and they might not even mean to. I mean, if I take my own mom, for example, she was a working mother, worked my entire life. And it's funny because I mentioned this to her just the other day. One of the worst things I think I ever learned from her, or habit, if you will, that I picked up was I have a really poor sleeping habit. No matter what time I arise, I will be up until sometimes 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I'm starting to learn to push that up a little bit to maybe 12 or 1. But if it were up to me, I would definitely want to be asleep. I've talked about this before. I would definitely want to be asleep before midnight, but all too often, I am not. And one of the ways I learned this habit from her was just, you know, watching her, spending our day and our evenings together. My dad would, he was one of those people who could just fall asleep in a twinkle of an eye. So he would, as soon as the news went off, and the news went off at 10:30, he was out, you know, he was asleep. But mom, whatever basketball or baseball game was on, even football, she was up. She was snacking, and she was watching TV. So it's the very thing that I learned, and I don't think she taught me that intentionally. It was just one of those things I ended up picking up from her. So going back to our inheritance, my purpose in this show is to bring some context, bring some ideas, and to ultimately get us to be more mindful about some of the things we pass on to, even if they're not our children, our nieces, our nephews, anyone watching us. And believe me, someone's watching you. You may not be aware, but someone is watching you. So I want us to be more mindful and be sure, no matter what we're leaving to someone, it's something of value, something someone can take in their lives to become more of what they desire to be, positively, hopefully, but something to enhance someone's life and increase their positivity and joy and peace in this world. So be mindful that your attitude, your mindsets, your mindset, your perceptions, your biases, someone's watching, someone's learning. So do your best on a daily basis to try and not, you know, I'll use the word focus on what we're leaving to the person that's watching us. And believe me, someone is watching. No matter what you think, you would be surprised to know someone's watching. As a matter of fact, let's do this. You yourself have someone that you've patterned something after, right? You've patterned something of yourself after someone. Well, whether it's your, you know, the manner in which you dress, how you carry yourself, whether it's the, you know, a car purchase, something. You've patterned yourself after someone or something. Let's do this. Let's encourage another person today. Call someone, whoever encouraged you, whoever you patterned something after, whoever lit a fire in you in regards to anything positive. Call that person today. Reach out to that person today. Send them a text message. Let them know, no matter how big or how small that thing was, let them know that you encourage them. And I guarantee you the fruit of that small labor, it will come back to you and surprise you and enlighten your day someday soon. Again, I'd like to thank you all for listening, and until next time, be well.